Welcome, welcome. I've been waiting for when you might wake up. You've probably already noticed you're tied to a chair, and you have a blindfold covering your eyes. You probably don't know me, that's all right. You don't have to know me. You should know that you're in deep shit here. You're in a den of wolves. Don't try to struggle. The barbed wire will cut deeper into your skin if you keep trying to wriggle out of your bindings. That's much better, dear. Just stay put. It's best to just listen to the alpha anyway. So tell me something, little lost lamb. Why did you try to flee? Why did you attempt to escape from me? You know it's pointless, futile, and will come to no avail. You won't believe me when I tell you that there were many people I had to tear to shreds in order to get the information I needed in order to track you down. It was fun watching the ribbons of their entrails dotting the forest floor in search of the loveliest of patterns. Oh, what's the matter? You're dealing with an alpha here. No one else, my dear. You should be honored. Kissing the ground I walk on. But no. Now you're just my captive. How about we remove the blindfold? Let's lift that veil and meet face to face at long last. Hello there. Recognize me now? No? Well, isn't that a real fucking shame? You should know me. We've known each other for ages. But your memory might be just a little fuzzy. That's all right, my dear. Oh, what's wrong? I'm not going to hurt you. I don't see why I should. Unless you give me a proper reason why I need to. That's all up to you, though. What's it going to be? Are we going to continue this pleasant conversation? Or cut this short by having my canine friends and claws create air and gray red marks on your skin, causing a river of blood to escape from your lovely veins. What is it, my dear? What will it be? Oh, do I have your attention now? I thought I might. Oh, I don't have any compulsions not to use such drastic measures. You may be agreeable to my demands yet. We'll see. So, you must have some questions, don't you? That's what I thought. Careful. Step out of line and I'll consider cutting that tongue of yours out. Oh, there you go, relenting to my dominance because you know the Alpha's rule. is the only thing you will ever heed to. My call, my order, my command, my demand is all you will ever need to listen to, all you will heed, all you will answer to is me. Is that clear? Excellent. I'm glad that we're on the same page. You want to know why you're here? I suppose it's your lucky day. I have all the answers you're looking for. Then again, I suppose I'm the only one who can answer you. I suppose, yes, perhaps one of my betas could answer you as well, but not as well as I, the Alpha, can. You're here for a reason. One simple reason. And you're just dying to know what it is, aren't you? Are you sure? Very well then. Don't say I didn't warn you. You are now mine. I wanted you, and I made you mine. Oh yes, you heard me. I didn't stutter. You're mine. What's the matter? I'm getting cold feet? Oh, but we've barely even started. You'd be surprised how much fun we can have together. I mean, you are being held captive here. We're too far away from civilization for anyone to hear your screams. Such a pity. Such a pity indeed. For you, that is. And even if you did call out for help, who would even hear you? Who would come to your aid? That's right. The only ones here are myself and my wolves. So, are you going to try and run? No. How do I know I can trust you? Oh, my poor lost little lamb. You have nowhere to run. No one is going to save you. All you can do is give in and give up and surrender to me. Oh, you ask why? Why am I doing all of this? For the protection of the pack, my dear little lamb. Aside from keeping close eyes on you from the shadows, I've been noticing you join that pathetic band of hunters. Oh yes, they're after werewolves like us for our hide and bones. They want to eradicate us from existence. Yes, the funny thing is that it won't work. They read their books, they do their research, but it's all useless. We werewolves aren't an easy race to discern weaknesses. We are a proud race that embrace our primal instincts to prowl during the day and the night. Our howling force can be heard across the lands when night falls. Other packs follow us because we are the origins. We are the first pack to have ever been formed. You, on the other hand, my darling little lamb, are still only a weak little human. So powerless, so defenseless, in a place amongst wolves. You were a sacrifice. Do you think your fellow hunters give a damn about you? They led me right to you for a reason. Aside from my own, that is. They wanted to get rid of you. They knew you were the weakest of the litter. They recognized that you were the runt that wouldn't make any dent in their intentions. Oh, what's wrong, little lamb? Did I strike a nerve? I certainly hope so. You have nowhere to go. Nowhere to look for any route of escape. And nowhere to go back to. You should really just give up now. And yet you still want to fight. Do you honestly think it's the best idea to fight me? Fighting the power of the Alpha is rather foolish. I thought you were better than that, my dear little lamb. Hush. Hush. I'm only taking steps closer to you in order for us to be face to face with one another. I'm not letting you out of the restraints just yet. I don't think I can trust you yet anyway. Now, look up at me. Look up at your new alpha. Yes, you like what you see, I'm sure. You wouldn't be the first human to say so. However, flattery does not work with me. You see this hardened case. You see this muscle underneath my clothing. I can easily snap your throat with one snap of my fingers. You are nothing compared to me and the rest of my pack. So why, little lamb, should I let you go? I mean, we've only started our song and dance here. I was hoping it would last a bit longer than this. Oh, my dear, lost little lamb. What's wrong? You had such bravado before. Where did all of your fire go? Where did all of your bravery vanish to? Where did it go? Did it leave you once you stared into my gaze? Did it flee right when you noticed how pathetically weak you compared to me? I thought as much, my dear little lamb. I have some good news for you, but I also have some bad news. Which do you want to hear first? I wouldn't look down at your feet if I were you, my darling little lost lamb. You should look up. Keep staring into my eyes as you become a submissive little puddle, only wanting to pleasure your alpha, only wanting to answer to your alpha, only wanting to stay by your alpha's side. Now tell me, little lamb, what news do you want to hear first? Oh, that's a wonderful choice, I suppose. the bad news is you're not going to be leaving here. You're stuck here for good. But do you honestly think I would let you go after I finally have you here all to myself? That's tough, sweetheart. We all don't want unfortunate things to happen in our lives. We can't control what fate brings us. Now, my beautiful little lamb, here's the good news. I have something for you. Consider it an alpha's gift. Do you see this? Yes, this item I'm holding in my hands. It's a collar etched with the Alpha Pack's insignia. This will be going around your neck. How does that sound? Oh, my precious little lamb. Your eyes lit up at the mention of it. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you want to be mine. Then again, you could also be faking it. I can't take any risks, you know. I have a pack to protect, after all. I can't allow any potential harm to come to it. I don't care what sacrifices I have to make. It is my duty as the Alpha to protect them with tooth and claw. Now, my dear little lamb, this is going around your throat. There we go. You look a lot better with that collar on you. Now, you'll forever be my little lamb. Alpha had a little lamb, oh my little lamb. Alpha had a little lamb, as obedient as you.